At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
Brought to you by Sky. Watch new, unmissable, exclusive dramas on Sky.
Maria, going to start with a text for you. It says, big thanks to Maria for recommending Ted Lasso. We've just finished watching season one. My six-year-old woke up this morning and said, you can't wait for season two. A lot of the content goes totally over his head, but I've had a few uncomfortable moments with the 12 and 15-year-olds. But people loving Ted Lasso. I'm not surprised. I'm definitely going to dip into that this weekend, I think.
I think you will absolutely love it.
I should do.
Another series that I think will be very good. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't have it yet.
Okay.
But I'm talking about it because I'm very excited about it.
Okay.
It's called The Prince. So there's a guy on Instagram called Gary Jannetty.
Right.
And his Instagram account went viral because of, he'd take pictures of Prince George, who is Prince William's eldest boy. William and Kate's eldest boy.
He'd photograph Prince George?
No, he'd just take a picture off the internet.
Right, gotcha.
Yeah, so off news stories and all that kind of stuff. And he captioned them.
I've seen these. They're absolutely hilarious.
He's so funny. Like, go check out his Instagram if you haven't seen it. But he used to work in television production and all that.
Okay.
Still does, obviously. But he worked on Will and Grace. And he's written an animated sitcom around the royal family through the eyes of Prince George.
Oh.
So Prince George is like this Stewie from Family Guy type character. And then you've his sister and his younger brother and then all the adults around.
Okay. Who's in it?
It's actually a really big cast. Orlando Bloom does the voice of Prince Harry.
Right.
Sophie Turner, who we know from Game of Thrones, does the voice of Charlotte.
Right.
Who is...
Another princess.
Yeah, Princess Charlotte. Who else have we got? Gary Jannetty does the voice of...
Of George.
Prince George himself.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I'll play you a clip of the trailer.
Okay.
You received a postcard from your Uncle Harry and Aunt Meghan in LA.
Let me see that.
This might be the smallest palace I've ever been in.
Well, it's an apartment.
Yes, an apartment palace, I know that. Lots of tiny palaces inside one big palace.
I got you.
Hey, Charlotte.
Hi, George. Oh, is that French toast?
Why? Do I look fat? I mean, yes. Come
on, answer me. I want to be king. She's had her go. Now it's my turn. I'm not a little boy any longer. I don't have to go running whenever
Charles, hurry up. We're leaving.
Coming, mummy.
Sounds right up your street, Maria.
The footsteps are amazing. It's very Family Guy-esque.
Okay.
He worked on Family Guy previously as well. So
you're saying that it's been announced, but we can't watch it yet?
No, so it started streaming yesterday in the US on HBO Max.
Okay.
We don't have that yet.
No.
So we just have to sit and wait.
Someone will buy it, though, from HBO Max and stream it.
I would imagine so, especially because it's... You know, the royal family in the UK.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure somebody will pick it up. There's a lot of movies this weekend. A lot of movies.
Okay.
So if you want to just sit on your couch and slob all weekend, get a pen now.
Okay,
I will tell you where and when everything is on. Right?
Go for it.
There's a new movie on Netflix called The Last Mercenary. It's Jean-Claude Van Damme. He's in his 60s now. Muscles from Brussels, and he basically plays a legendary secret agent turned mercenary. He comes out of hiding to save the son he never knew existed.
Ooh.
And it may be his toughest mission yet.
Sounds like a Dermot movie.
Such a Dermot movie.
Where's that on?
That's on Netflix from today.
Excellent.
Jungle Cruise is The Rock's new movie. It's on Disney Plus Premier Access today, which just means that you pay for it.
Yeah.
So even if you have Disney Plus, you still have to pay for this movie.
I cannot recommend this movie enough. I went to see it over the weekend. It is absolutely brilliant. Brought all the kids who range from 6 to 11 glued to it. And
give us one line on what it's about.
Emily Blunt is a daring adventurer in a Britain and a world where women are, you know, still not supposed. It's like 17 something or 18 something. They're not supposed to be doing this kind of stuff. But she wears pants and wants to go on an adventure to find something very important that could save humanity. The Rock is her boat cruise skipper. And Jack Whitehall plays her brother who just wants to be at home having gin and tonics and sitting around and eating scones on the lawn, but he's been dragged to the Amazon. It is genuinely so funny and so enjoyable. Everyone, whatever age, will enjoy it. And Metallica, we just played Nothing Else Matters. There's a reimagining of Metallica's Nothing Else Matters as kind of the theme tune in it, which is brilliant.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, very cool.
So that's on Disney Plus Premier Access from today. On the telly then, Dunkirk is on tonight at 9:30 on RT1.
That's a great film.
It's a really great movie. Is Cillian Murphy in that?
He is in that, yeah.
I thought so. He's not on my bill.
Harry Styles is in that, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah.
21 Jump Street is a hilarious movie. Oh, now you're talking, Maria. So that's Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum. They play cops that have to go back
They're
to school
so funny
to,
in this
you know, solve a crime or
and
whatever.
Ice Cube is the overbearing kind of police chief. He's so good in this movie.
I haven't seen it in a long time, but I remember belly laughing so much at it. So that's on RT2 tonight at 9. Daddy's Home 2, which I absolutely adored this movie, is on E4 at 9 tonight. That's Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, Mel Gibson and John Lithgow.
Friends of the show, Maria.
Friends of the show. So we spoke to all of them just before this movie came out. We had them in Dublin. We had a big show with a big audience pre-pandemic. It was all amazing. I'll play a little clip of the interview that we had.
My granddaughter is about to appear in a student production of Elf.
Ooh.
She's 12 years old.
I hope you're paying Will the royalties.
And Will taped a little good luck.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Break a leg opening night greeting for her.
Well, actually, the last...
I didn't want to.
Well, the last time we spoke... Mark, you were a bit annoyed because Will had failed to turn up at your kid's birthday dressed as Elf, as maybe you had hopes that he would. Have you actually managed to do it in the interim?
Everyone seems to assume that I have the Elf costume just hanging in my closet.
Didn't the president assume that?
Yeah, he wanted me to come to a White House Christmas party dressed as Elf.
President Obama just assumed Will Ferrell would rock up as Elf. Although, we did. So we've interviewed Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg twice for that movie. That was for the second one, so it was with Mel Gibson and John Lithgow as well. But the first time we gave Will a hurling or a Gaelic football shirt. I can't remember what county it was, where his ancestors are from.
I think it's Roscommon, isn't it?
Could have been. Anyway, we gave him that.
Longford?
But that was
I think it's Longford.
Yeah.
That was like, say, 6 years ago.
Yep.
And then 3 years ago, he came over for the second movie, and he walked out on stage and waved at the crowd. We were all like, oh, hi, hello, Mr. Ferrell. Like, he's not going to remember these guys. Unzipped his jacket and was wearing the jersey that we'd given him 3 years previous. And that guy's attention to detail is phenomenal.
I have never, ever Longford, seen somebody as happy as Mel Gibson when we gave him a pair of cheese and cracker socks.
Yeah.
He put them on
in his inside pocket. Like he goes, can I keep these? We're like, yeah. Are these for me? I was like, yeah. And he put them in so that nobody else would get them. He took them off the table and put them in his inside pocket.
So that's Daddy's Home 2. That's on Friday on tonight, E4 at 9 o'clock.
Such a great movie.
My last movie
is a Christmas film as well, isn't it? It has a Christmas...
Oh, Daddy's Home 2 is based around Christmas. But that isn't the one you're talking about though, is it?
No. So this is going to cause mayhem in my house because it's a favourite at Christmas. Goes on when Johnny thinks Christmas should start and then is played constantly throughout Christmas.
Oh, okay. Crime Time Investigates.
It's
so Christmassy.
Home Alone.
Home Alone's on this weekend.
It's on Saturday at 5 to 7 on E4.
Controversial move.
I think it's really controversial.
But do you know what? People will watch it because it's Home Alone and it's class.
But lads.
Home Alone 2 doesn't get enough credit for being brilliant.
It does if you watch 3, 4 and 5. Trust me.
They're bad.
I'm not here for Home Alone being on the telly.
I think
this
you
weekend.
Say that and you will on
it's
Saturday
August
you'll
holiday.
Watch it.
It's meant to be beaming sun, people going on holidays.
Maria, the best the weather people have been able to tell so far is some sunny spells. In fact, we have Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather joining us in about 10 minutes to tell us what the weekend is actually gonna be.
Yeah. But still August bank holiday and we're watching Christmas movies? No. I don't think so.
No, you know me and Christmas movies outside of December. I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
With the last year and a half we've had, I think a Christmas movie is just what we need.
I don't know.
Christmas in July.
Early August.
Plus those swinging paint tins into those their faces in Home Alone.
Although, can I just say my favourite line of it?
Go on.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Thank you, Maria. It's time now for another festival anthem. And after that, how you can win €5,000 today.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. today.